Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, July 21st, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Brothers and sisters, to those of us full of grief and fury at the execution of Trayvon Martin, along with all the other like executions of youth by what I believe are folks paid to be heartless, please understand. We are at a turning point, and you're looking at a plan. Recall that these stand your ground laws have been passed in 30 states. That's not by accident. It grants to those paid to be heartless folks, paid to potentially cause havoc and certainly dismay, a possible escape. But to pundits who claim to be outraged, I have this to say. What if you're being played? I want to pose a hypothetical to you. Given that to the vast, vast majority of people in this country, the thought would simply not occur to track and stalk a child to make a murder and a martyr, or to then work undercover to convince others, less certain others. And recall what we've been saying about the power of certainty to get that person off, because the law, as one juror said, required her to. And what is official is incontestable. That is to say, is part of the structure of control. So again, what if it's orchestrated? Because a tiny few folks utterly without soul, but with a lot of money, want to orchestrate, if not race war, then certainly an intensified race divide. And a shout out and a thank you to the youth and older folks like you who refuse to be played that way and are standing together across race. But returning to the official left spokespersons, if you were among this minuscule few who never got that love, which is true wealth, and who cling, therefore, to their illusions of specialness, might you not, when the world is wising up to all your cons to keep us asleep, do such things as what we're seeing around the country, along with the militarization and the infiltration of the police, if it means being able to keep your exclusive illusions? I pose this hypothetical to say, if you knew you were being played and diverted, and so the question then was diverted from what? And if that what is such a threat to require such orchestration, should not that threat, our unity, be the goal entire we seek? And shouldn't we set aside outrage? As for those who do the tightening of the screw, your indignation is a pleasure and a joy. And shouldn't our every thought then rather be by what means do we achieve it, this unity?